From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. Georgina Mayor Margaret Quirk shared that applications are now open for the York Region Tourism Fund, offering eligible organizations up to $5,000 to support events and initiatives that attract visitors to the region. Registered charities, nonprofits, municipalities, business and tourism groups, and community organizations are encouraged to apply. Funding is limited and awarded on a first-come, first-served basis for events taking place by the end of this year. York Regional Police say a shooting at a home in Aurora on Sunday is not a homicide and there is no ongoing threat to the public. Officers responded to reports of gunfire near James Henry Drive and Egan Crescent on February 1st, where an adult man was found with life-threatening gunshot wounds and taken to hospital, while an adult woman was taken into custody. Police say the incident was isolated and the scene remains taped off as investigators continue to gather evidence. East Gwillimbury residents are concerned about the town's plan to update its fill bylaw, which includes managing wet fill from construction and demolition sites. Some worry that the wet fill could harm Oak Ridge's moraine and local ecosystems, causing flooding and water pollution. While the town says the bylaw will ensure safe management of the fill, critics remain concerned about the environmental impact and how well the rules will be enforced. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.